Welcome to episode 53 of the Story Sold podcast show. My name is James.
My name's Chris.
Do you know what, Chris? I've suddenly remembered that I used to write a little funny quip there. A little funny quip.
Like what?
Well, unless you've never listened to the show, I will tell you.
Oh, yeah, you do. Do like a say, like, of course, yeah, I remember.
So,
blah, blah, blah.
I really enjoyed that bit. All right, so welcome to the Story Sold podcast show, the only show that puts a rainbow of colour into your life. It's a clue to the song, isn't it?
In it? Did you say there's a clue to the song? In it?
In it?
Got very trendy and modern.
Hey, look, bruv, I know how to talk like the young people in it. I can relate to them, you know what I'm saying.
You went a bit American at the end there.
Well, so do they, because they watch a lot of Disney, don't they, bruv? It's Disney me, bruv. Channel. That'll attract our youth audience.
Yes.
Talking of a song that'll attract the youth audience, I think this is right up their street.
So well, I was thinking the rainbow theme tune.
Anyway, right, so should we move on? Should we do a clue? Do you want a clue?
Yes, please.
Clue number one. The song is also the title of the seventh studio album by this artiste.
Not a clue.
Clue number two. The song also featured a story inside the story song.
And just say it's nice to hear the bell back. But I don't know.
Clue number three. The garment the song is about can be seen in the Chasing Rainbows Museum. Oh, look at all our connections tonight. In Dollywood.
So, Dolly Parton.
Oh, well done.
It's a bit obvious, I suppose. I don't even think of Jolene.
That's not that.
Is it Islands in the Sun? Did you see that with Kenny Rogers?
She didn't do any song called Islands in the Sun.
It's about
fucking islands. There was no Islands in the Sun. There was Islands in the Stream.
Islands in the Sun.
Jesus.
Kenny Rogers. But is it the one about a coat of many colours?
Yes! It is the coat of many colours. And you know what? I saw it today.
That's a true story, wasn't it? About her life growing up.
Yes, but...
It came from poor and it was... You know,
hold on a minute. Fucking hell. What do you want us to do? What do you want to spend the rest of the podcast doing? Should we hold the story for a bit?
Not very often I feel like I know something, though. So I really wanted to talk about it.
Jesus. All right, so, yes, it is Dolly Parton. Now, let me have a look and give you some facts. It was a studio album, as you said. It was released in October the 4th, 1971. It didn't say where it charted in the UK, but somewhere in the top 10 was the single. And there isn't a lot of facts about it, except that, yes, it is based on her life. And, yes, she did keep that fucking coat. And, yes, I have seen it. Not for live, not for real. I've seen it on a picture. It's not that impressive, really. Well,
Something like United Colours of Benetton, very loose fit, and knitted. Is that?
No. Right, hold on. Because I need to show you now. Listener, if you want to be interactive and play along at home, why don't you go on the internet and look yourself? Because I'm not putting a link up.
Dolly Parton.
Just type it in Google. Google's great. Listener, do that. Stop bothering me. So just to describe it, it's basically, it's not many colours, it's three. Four colours. Yeah.
I see beige, red and blue.
There's a black bit.
Is there? No, I think it's a shadow.
That sleeve. Yes, yeah, a black, blue, beige and red. It's not a lot. It's not a coat of many colours. It's a coat of some colours. I think it's fair to say.
Yeah.
Right.
Thanks.
So, you're welcome. Let's get right on with the song then, shall we?
Seriously,
talking of adverts, we got paid for another advert. So sorry, listener, if you've listened to a very inappropriate advert, but I just choose anything. We got another 7 cents. Woohoo!
What did you get? What did you choose? What advert?
Well, I don't have any integrity. They just send me a link saying, "Will you advertise this thing?" And I go, "Yes," and then I click on it.
What do you do? Do you read? Do you talk about it?
No, come and do it. I'll look at you. You're so worried that I'd do it on my own.
No, I don't want to do it.
No. I tried to do that. I tried to choose the advert once, and they basically threw it in my face. And I've done a really good pitch.
So what are the adverts? Do you get to listen to them?
I don't know. If you listen to the podcast, you'd hear it, wouldn't you, I guess?
I'm just working out which is better for the listener, the adverts or the podcast.
Definitely the adverts. Right, you ready? Let's go.
Back through the years, I go wandering once again. Back to the seasons of my youth. I recall a box of rags that someone gave us.
All right, so when you're remembering things from your past, now we're not going to go into my past. We were doing this before the podcast again, and it's too dark. So I obviously remember a lot of things from my past, some of which I would choose not to. But when you're remembering things from the past, what springs to mind? Like maybe a Christmas or a birthday, maybe that first ride on a helter-skelter.
To be honest with you, I remember having a grey jacket. It was a nice waterproof. So actually, I was thinking, just now you said it, I was just thought, I had a coat of many colours. Well, it wasn't many, but it was two. But it was only half what she had. Hers was four colours. Mine only had two.
So, you know what? You've reminded me. I don't know if you remember this. I wore a jacket at school for a while, not for long, and my sister convinced me to buy this like denim jacket, and it was really expensive. It was like 100 something quid, and I bought it, but it was like red and white stripes, and I looked like a fucking
referee. Even
my form tutor, Mrs. Earle, do you know what she said? Why would you wear that to school, James?
She's quite cool as well, isn't she?
She was cool. She never really liked me, I think. I think she pitied me a bit, but yeah. So, all right. So obviously, Dolly remembers this box of rags. Must have been an exciting day when that turned up. Someone gave them to her as well. Like, here you go, poor people. Have some rags.
Well, no, they just whoever shared what they could. I don't think they were lucky. Yeah.
Shared what you could. Oh, well, share that fucking chicken, please. Or share that television. Don't show me a box of fucking rags.
Yeah, people didn't have a chicken.
Of course they had chickens. When do you think chickens? How long do you think chickens have been around for?
I know chickens. Dinosaur. Basically, the closest thing.
Exactly. So they've been around forever. Really.
Chicken is used to be a lot more expensive than steak when it first appeared in the UK, I think.
That'd be stupid. What do you mean when the chickens first appeared in the UK? We've had them for hundreds and hundreds of years.
Yeah, but right back then, whenever it was, when it became much cheaper and they learned they could mass produce, because it was all beef here before that. Then when chickens came along, they were a new thing, a delicacy that we didn't know about, and the farms were already beef, so beef was a lot cheaper.
You're just making this shit up.
You know what? I've convinced myself that it is, but I might be. I'm sure it is.
And how my mama put the rags to use. There were rags of many colours. Every piece was small.
All right. Hold on.
Right, she says every piece was small. I've seen the picture. A whole sleeve was one colour.
Yeah, and there wasn't many colours. And if there was, her mother made kept them for herself to make another dress or something. Because we've established there's only five colours.
Back through the years, someone gave us.
Sorry, Lester.
There were rags of many colours, but every piece was small, and I didn't have a coat, and it was a way down in the fall. Mama sold the rags.
I can't do both at the same time, sorry, it's stressing me out. Why do you think those stupid, well, I don't want to say, I don't want to offend the American audience. Why do you think those Americans call it fall?
Cool. Well, possibly leaves falling. They just do. I don't think it's a bad word for it. I quite like the word fall. Sort of suits it. In a way, it helps people remember which way round the clocks go. Remember,
Oh, is that why they did it?
they spring forward in the spring and they fall back in the fall.
I still remember, I can't remember his name, but he was a manager at the chicken farm with a little beard, Colin, I think his name was, who used to say that phrase and do a little leap when he said it because he was helping. And still, Chris would come in 2 hours late every time, no matter if he went forwards or backwards. She always had that clock, that game. Oh, sorry, I forgot. Got it all wrong.
Legs together, so in every piece we love, she made my coat of many colors that I was so proud of. As she sewed, she told a story from the Bible she had read about a coat of many colors Joseph wore, and then she said, "Perhaps this coat will bring you good luck and happiness." And I just couldn't wait to wear it, and Mama blessed it with a kiss. My coat of many colors.
All right, so have you ever had anything sewed for you?
Used to have jumpers that had patches all over them sewed on where the bits had fallen off and stuff and hand me
Yeah.
out and all that.
Right, yeah. I did.
Yeah,
Well,
well, you have to do.
my mother didn't do it, but she got me made from my Doctor Who sewing book, which is a very niche book. A Doctor Who scarf.
The Doctor Who sewing book.
Yeah. Oh, it's amazing. I was going through it the other day. I was showing that people in the house, my flatmate. And yeah, you can make not a lot, but you can definitely make the Doctor's scarf.
Did
And I
you ever
couldn't
make
work out.
any of them?
Yeah, the scarf. My mum got the scarf made for me, but I was a bit annoyed because they used the wrong colours. So what was the point? They just used any colour. It didn't look like the scarf on TV, really.
Did you little sing a ditty and said, my scarf of any colours? You didn't know. Got rid of
Well, no,
them.
but I did get teased. All right, so should we carry on? Oh, we should establish what's going on.
Tom Baker had a scarf, didn't he? Did he have a
That's the
scarf?
one. That's who. Yeah, I didn't just make a scarf with Doctor Who written down
But
the side of
there
it.
was the other one. Didn't Sylvester, not Sylvester McCoy. What was his name?
Well, he had a short paisley scarf, but
What
you
was
see,
the
it all went a
Scottish
bit
guy's
weird.
name?
Sylvester McCoy. So we went. We had Tom Baker, and then when Peter Davison took over, they started doing. So he put him in a cricket costume for the 1920s and gave him a bit of celery to stick in his lapel. And then, anyway, we're getting carried away. So we have got Dolly as a child, and we've got Dolly's mother. What wonder what Dolly's mum was called? Molly. That's all right. Thanks for the enthusiasm.
Yes, that my mama made for me, made only from rags, but I wore it so proudly. Although we had no money, well, I was rich as I could be in my coat of many colors.
Right, that's a bit. We've got a
Really
bit.
suit that sound.
Got a bit of an issue with this line.
Love it, don't you? Noise
It's
box,
hard. Stop
mouth.
working properly. Got technical problems. All right. So okay. So I've got a problem with this line. Although we had no money, I was rich as I could be. That's not true.
She had,
They could have been. They
remember,
could
she said
easily
that
be richer.
she
They
had,
could
well,
easily be richer.
yeah, but rich in other ways. She had rich in love and
She could
family.
say I was. Although I had no money, I was rich as I wanted to be. But no, as not as rich as she could be, because I could give her 20p and she'd be richer. And then I'd take a coat.
But it's not about the money. It's not about the money. Oh no, now I'm turning into Jesse J.
Big in Japan, apparently.
Think it's big in Japan. That was a song on it.
For
It
me.
was.
So with patches on my breeches and holes in both my shoes in my coat of many colours, I hurried off to school.
Chicken farm. Hold on a second then.
Bing.
She just said, do you remember that from the chicken farm? Holes in both my shoes. Do you remember they used to rot to the soles of your shoe? You used to wear, I remember wearing socks and then a carrier bag and then the shoe and the underneath of the shoe disintegrated in the sheds we used to collect. Do you remember that was fucking the ammonia smell?
Mine didn't. I still got those shoes.
Yeah, they did. They rotted quickly.
No, I remember because they were just kind of, they were full of holes.
I remember we were both moaning about it. Like,
Oh God, our feet used to. We must have stunk coming out of that chicken farm, you know. Oh my God! Yeah, I can still remember the smell now. Oh my God! I had an Archer's jumper that I wore, and I didn't know what the Archer's was, and now I'm a big fan.
I like Radio 4, but I don't like the Archer's.
All right, so let's not encourage the listener to go somewhere else. All right, so so she got to school.
She didn't have to go to fucking chicken farm. She went to school. Which would you rather go to? School's much better.
Exactly. Well, actually, I took 2 weeks off in the fifth year for someone's maternity cover so I could work at the chicken farm. So, the chicken farm was for me. Thank you.
Fun of me in my coat of many colours, my mama made for me. And oh, I couldn't understand, for I felt I was rich.
Right, so there's her problem again, thinking she's really rich when she hasn't got any money.
Well, no, you've said it, that's what she said before, but it's rich in other ways.
I know, so this is why she's getting bullied, I think, because she's sending out mixed messages. What do you think these bullies are like? Do you think they've got holes in both their shoes?
No.
Yeah, all right then.
No, they've got fine.
Do you think she gets to a private... Does she go to a private school? I imagine one of them with short ginger hair, freckles, and his like t-shirt's like pulled up, and he's a bit of a bruiser.
Could be.
Like an evil Richie Cunningham.
Richie Cunningham? There's nothing threatening about him.
No, but like a bad version of him. And there was once, actually, when he had to stand up for himself because the Fonz wouldn't do it anymore.
There was one, Knight Rider did one of them, and they had Michael, and the other guy was bad, who had like a little beard, so you knew the difference between Michael and the bad guy with the beard.
yes! But they always do that.
You
they
remember?
The evil one, yeah, of course. The evil ones always have they've done it in loads of shows. They've done it in Star Trek, Yeah,
Knight Rider. It's on Channel 41 at 7 PM. I often tune in. It's quite.
Do you know what? All those shows,
and then it's funny.
All,
it's brilliant.
All those shows were designed to be played in any order. That's why there's no through storyline, really.
Yeah, but that's great because every episode's different. Ish.
Well, there goes the A-team building their prop again.
The A-team were brilliant as well. In fact,
they were good.
I think I've got the first series on DVD, but I also had the first series and I've not got it anymore, so I've got it again now.
Oh, congratulations. You know, you could just watch it on YouTube. Right, let's carry on.
And I told them all the love my mama sewed in every stitch. And I told them all the story. Mama told me why she sewed and how my coat of many colours was worth more than all their clothes.
No, Dolly. What is poor if you haven't got any money and you haven't got an income coming in? It's not if you choose it, it's not a choice. I know that sounds like a Tory, but...
It did sound a little bit...
Did a bit. But look, she is being a bit pious. I'm not surprised they're all making fun of her. She's going around telling Jesus stories and like saying, we're not poor, we're just happy. Did my head in.
So everyone can tell. You sound very, very...
Talking to yourself.
Now I know we had no money, but I was rich as I could be in my coat of many
that's that. Well, it's quite short, really. But before we get on to the story, that coat, ironically, has probably made her a lot of money. What with the song and the museum and stuff.
Yeah. That was, wasn't it? It was a real boost for her.
I bet she's made millions from it. So he's laughing now, Richie Cunningham.
And she did the story about the guy that she was partnered with, didn't she?
Yeah, we're not doing that. We're not doing Jolene. That's another time.
No, it was the guy who was her manager, because it was...
No, you're thinking about No. You're thinking about Walk a Mile in My Shoes by Elvis Presley. And we'll do
no,
that.
No, Dolly Parton.
No, you're wrong.
Is it I Will Always Love You?
No. Elvis was going to do the cover of the song, but the Colonel wanted to keep the rights, so therefore they didn't. I'm confusing you with facts. Facts.
No one uses facts anymore. It's all email.
My printer's got a fax element, which I was trying to work out what it did, but then I realised that I didn't need to waste any more time than I was wasting already. Well, it's kind of new, but I'm having a few technical problems with it. Okay, right, so, shall we open up the supercomputer? Okay, all right. Hello, Chris. How are you?
You talking into a styrofoam cup?
I haven't got the microphone, but that's okay. I sound there's stuff in that. Anyway, he's not here this week. He's having a break because he couldn't be bothered getting the microphone out. He might be back for the next one.
Is he suffering from a problem with his bits?
You say that joke every week. He's left a message for you.
Do I? No, bits is robot-like, isn't it? It's all bits and
fine. I know, I get your stupid joke.
Alright. Okay.
It's alright, he's left a message for you. It goes 000-0111-000-1100.
Please tell him 110-0001-0111-0111.
Great, will do.
Over. 10-4.
Podcast gold. Right. So, thankfully, we're now at the stage. Well, what did you think of it?
It's a good song. It's a nice story. And it's simple and people can picture it. And so, therefore, it works and it's good.
Oh, my God. I think this is the first time you've been positive about a song in the whole time we've done it.
Which is the first decent one you've come up with?
Oh, give over.
No, I'm only kidding. You're going alone.
No. Right.
No,
it's a good song. It's a good song. It's a good song. Violet Bleach is great. Right, look, it's a good song. And yes, you're right. Tells the story. So let's see. Let's do the tropes. Does somebody die? No.
Nope.
Is there a twist?
No.
Is there a moral to the story? No. Oh, yeah, of course there's a moral to the story.
Very much so. You don't need money to be happy.
Yeah. Does it push the boundaries of believability?
No.
Is somebody cheating?
The really rich billionaires who don't pay any tax.
Are they, though? Let's not get onto that. Oh, is there a telephone involved? Certainly not, because they couldn't possibly have afforded one. Is it a country song? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a sex worker involved? Well, we don't know what Mrs. Park. Yeah,
not that we know of, but there may have been. To make ends meet.
All right. So we'll say no. And is it based on a true story?
Oh. Yes,
it is. That gives us a score of 3 out of 10, which doesn't mean it's not a super trope, but it is that time. Have you got anything else you'd like to say about it, Mr. Buell? Or should I call it Christopher?
I think you've summed it up nicely there. It's a good song. And,
God, what's happened to you? Great, thanks. All right then. Well, let's give it a score. What we're going to do is score it out of 10. And I've given it a 9. What have you given
Seven.
It? 7.
Seven.
So that gives it a
little wooden plaque.
It's what
that looks like a gravestone, doesn't it? A little gravestone. Yeah.
Very good. It's very good. Oh gosh, yes. That reminds me of so another of our songs. Can't remember which one. So that gives it a story song podcast total of 16. All right, that's all right. Puts it way up there. With it's in sixth place with Austin, and All I Want to Do Is Make Love to You. So well done there. That was nice, wasn't it? It's nice to have a story song every now and then that works.
Yeah.
But we've got yours next week, so let's see how that goes.
Yes, look forward to it.